Kwazwai, muri Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirongo chedu chewe chidiki, chekutanga, uhlelo lwakuqala lwalonyaka, umnyaka ka 2020. Welcome, Zimbabwe Muhle to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today, Mthokazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, Muria Zimbabwe is our first show of 2020. Today is January the 7th of 2020. Mthokazo Muhle, Muria Zimbabwe, I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Murien Zimbabwe, ndinom kamchira mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove. Welcome, Mthokazo Muhle to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything, gonke, and everything youth-related. Tonight on The Connection, it being the first show of 2020, I found it very important, ukuthi, we set the tempo for 2020. Tonight on The Connection, we're going to be looking back, we're going to be reflecting on umnyaka ka 2019, gore rapfuura ra 2019, tichange tichidzosa ndangariro. But we're not just ending there. I'm going to be hosting a panel of young community leaders that are going to help me as we discuss what happened in 2019. But we're also going to be looking forward to tichitarisa ramberi, tichiona kuti gore rino, umnyaka ka 2020, izinto zizabe zihamba njani. For abantu abasakhulayo, we're going to be looking at the year 2020 as we analyze and see what exactly is in store. What do the youth want and what's in store for them in 2020? Is it possible for the youth to uplift each other using acquired skills that they earn in college, in their technicons, even as you hustle and your side hustles? We know my Zimbabweans, Richard Niki, my hustle, I work gonna I'm not gonna go hustler. So the big question we're looking to address, Nasi Muchirongwa, is are the youth able to use their skills and knowledge to uplift each other? So if you're looking to join tonight's program, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Lako njalo ukumxhuma live ekucingweni when muno kwanisa unifonela live tarunari for +12026192077. Ngiyaphinda njalo +12024650318 pa WhatsApp and then live ukucingo abafisa ukungifonela +12026192077. Mune Zimbabwe, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on radio, abasemakhaya, listening live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency, tipopa zvekare pa 4930, pa 13860, uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz, gu shortwave. And on the internet, we're streaming live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voandevelin.com. Saka muri eZimbabwe, pindai mchirongwa mundudzo maonerenyu, makatirira chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lami uMike Hove.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
@BigMike3, go Twitter njalo go Instagram, BI3GMYKE3. Kodwa lingakhijimile ngale ku Twitter la ku Instagram lifisa ukuxoxa nami ngikhona khonapha kukhathi lethu ele VOA Ndebele pa VOA Shona Triple Zvekare pa VOA Studio 7 for the next hour. Sakana mchinopinda mchirongwa, msakangane pa Facebook page ni matatu. You can write your name and number in the comment section. Tisangechi kufora live pa mepo. And also, you can write your comments, and I'll be reading them live on air. Once again, Mzimbabwe Muse, Mtwakazi Muse, welcome, welcome, welcome. Mnechirongwa Chedu Chevechitiki, the first program of 2020. And I'm your host, Mike Hove. Nasi mchirongwa chukubata nyaya yekusimudzira vechidiki. 2020 has arrived, and vechidiki mungorera 2019. Vanga wachichema, the youth were facing several different things. In our last program that we had here on the 31st of December, one thing was highlighted. Abantu abasakhulayo ngomnyaka ka 2019 were not happy at all. A lot of youth came onto this program, and the one thing they said was, I put the mic mina umnyaka ka 2019, I wanted to be a write-off. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, besithi imisebenzi ayibambeki. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, besithi isomnotho somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka. And mamira kaita uphume wenyika, aiwa, arumuyendira mbera shena kumawere. Saka aiwa ndati nasi muchirongwa ndiunzo ma community leaders wanita mabasa akasiyana siyana tinzwa kuti ivo gorera 2019 vakaroona sei uyezve pane vamwe vakatotanga zvirongwa zvine chinangwa zvokusimudzira vechidiki ma communities akasiyana siyana sikange ndikupa lo munumzana decent pachila buhlelo. He is one of the people who has a program that's been helping young people. It's already kickstarted and it's already started helping. So mfisa kuzwa kuti as youth that have attained so many skills in IT, in economy, in social skills, networking, so forth and so forth, are the youth of Zimbabwe able to use their attained skills to uplift each other? Mukaiso, lingafaga makande in one pot. Can the youth come together and uplift each other? So now, as I spoke about Umnumzana U Decent Pachila, Decent Pachila kick-started a program that are targeted towards helping youth who are in the rural settlements of Zimbabwe. Now, some of these youths were facing challenges such as internet connectivity as they were trying to apply for jobs to become nurses. As I mentioned earlier on, the issue of unemployment is one issue that seems to have struck in Zimbabweans in 2019. But Decent Pachila and his mates decided to come together and they helped these youth, at the very least, get an opportunity to be shortlisted for some jobs. Let's take a look at a video whereby these youth spoke for themselves as they were talking about the initiative and they were talking about what they experienced as people such as Decent Pachila, who's going to be joining us tonight on the program, came to them and decided to help them. Let's take a look.
I am Michelle Mumba. I'm 20 years old. I grew up in Bulawayo. I took my all level at Kitaj High School, where I managed to obtain a all level qualities. I further studied at Montrose High, where I managed to obtain my 2A level qualities. I grew up with my auntie, who was a nurse. And so growing up in that environment and seeing how much she was dedicated and loved her work, to me, it has been both motivation and inspiring. And I had a passion in nursing, and I love providing care, comfort, and education to those who need help the most.
In the year 2019, sometime in November, I was introduced to the group of volunteers who were helping aspiring applicants. When the real advert was out, we had challenges here and there, such as the website was down and some of us we could not apply. But it was because of the team, at the end we managed to apply. And I was one of the candidates who were shortlisted, and I went all the way to Parinatwa. But the other challenge I faced was we're not given the real date of when was the interview to be carried out. So one of our volunteers, Michael Ndiweni, called the ICT department of the Ministry of Child Health and Care, and that's when we managed to know the real date of the interview. For that, I'm really grateful about what the team did for us, and no words can express how happy I am about that. If I'm to be selected, I wish to be helped with the nursing necessities that I would use as I commence my nursing training. Thank you.
My name is Nicole M. Jogu. I'm from Plankis District in Bolilima. I did my O-level in Madangusa High School and got 8 O-level passes. I then went on to do my A-level in Central High School. And after finishing my studies, I've always been passionate about doing medical care or something that is in line with medical practice. So I went on to apply for nursing. I've been applying many times, but to no avail. I've been disappointed, heartbroken, felt like it's the end of the world. But I kept being optimistic and hopeful that someday I might get a chance. In November 2019, I was introduced to this group called the 2020 Volunteers. This is a group from Matabeleland. They're assisting children from Matabeleland to apply, not necessarily for nursing, but in many different organizations, either for in universities or for job opportunities with fair and equal chances. So it is through these guys that I have managed to apply for nursing successfully finally and got shortlisted and went for my interviews at Harare in Pennsylvania Hospital, and I also had. These guys have been helping by providing funds, for example, the 10 RTGs that is needed when you're applying online, considering that the internet is now, the nursing applications are now done online. And they've also been assisting by reaching out to those in remote areas, sending them data, making sure they apply without obstacles hindering them from doing so successfully. And these guys have also been helping by advocating for us, reaching to the higher ups with our complaints. Since the website was so down, it seemed impossible for us to apply successfully. But they've been advocating for us, talking to the IT team of the Ministry of Health and Childcare, talking to the HPR of the Ministry of Health and Childcare. They've been there for us with everything, doing everything with a free spirit, doing everything for us for free.
Leabezo phela abantu abasakhulayo who are from the rural areas that are you know, these rural settlements. Udaba lokuthi abantu abasakhulayo complained ngomnyaka 2019 bathi ha, you know, there's no centralization. Ama imisebenzi eningi uyayithola ukuthi ise Harare, kanti bona abantu abasakhulayo abaphile emaphandleni bayakhala besithi bona abasatholi amathuba okuthola imisebenzi. So abantu abafana lomnumzana uDecent Bajila took it upon themselves and they found a way to help abantu abasakhulayo. So that's one thing that inspired uhlelo lwalamhla. Ndiyo nyaya yakanyatso yakandikurudzira ini kuti ah, Mike, if people like Decent Bajila can help you people in different parts of you know, within Matabeleland, within Midlands, these places that are generally overlooked, how is it not possible which such programs can be not be initiated in different parts of the countries? Tichona ukuthi can they be uplifted by such programs? But siyazi ukuthi umnumzana uDecent Bajila is already on the line. He's raring to tell us more about this program. And of course, I'm looking to hear ukuthi yena ubona ngani if these programs are set up in different parts of Zimbabwe, would they help? Let's hear what he has to say. Decent Bajila, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhuti njalo.
Ngiyabonga Mike, kwetha.
Hayi ngiyaphila, wena unjani? Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. So early on, Decent, I was playing a video. Lapho abantu abasakhulayo were basically explaining what they had to go through and how the program that you and abantu abafana labo mnumzana uMichael Ndiweni set up helped them as young people. Now, my first question to you, Decent, because there's a lot of people that may not have a lot of knowledge about uhlelo lolu, and there's a lot of people that may not understand what inspired people like yourselves to do it, is what exactly motivated you guys to go to the most minute places in Matabeleland and Midlands and want to figure out a way to help the youth?
I think the first thing is that people, there was a time when there were questions around why are there no people from Matabeleland, particularly within certain ministries, in the Ministry of Women, in the Ministry of Youth, those ministries that require representation at grassroots level, that must have ward officers. There was at one point a question on why don't we have ward officers in the Ministry of Women's Affairs, ward officers in the Ministry of Youth Affairs in rural Matabeleland. And the response was that we do not have people with 5-0 levels in rural Matabeleland. So that is one thing that we need out to say. We need to show that there are people with 5-0 levels in rural Matabeleland, and even more people with diplomas and some with degree who are resident in rural Matabeleland who qualify for these opportunities. It's just that the process of getting to those opportunities is not available to them. Either the interviews are too far from them, or the information is just not given to them. So that was one of the biggest inspirations of the program, to prove that indeed in rural Matabeleland there are people who qualify for these positions, who are resident there, who are unemployed.
Now, decent, the year 2019, umnyaka 2019 seems to be a very, very difficult year for abantu abasakhulayo. Earlier on, I was discussing about how on the 31st, I had my last program, Lapa, of 2019, and the central thing that seems to have come out is abantu abasakhulayo were complaining, were saying, you know what, Mike, if we could write off umnyaka 2019, I would prefer we do that. Ngenxa yokuthi, they were complaining about ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, they were complaining about how the state of the economy is affecting their day-to-day basis. I would love to hear you yourself as a community leader. What was your take on umnyaka 2019?
Umnyaka 2019 ubunzima kakhulu because ungananzelela ukuthi ngasi ngabantu mhlala lisebizweni. One thing that is certain ukuthi uzayenza is tax. You are going to pay tax no matter what, so long you are alive. And in 2019, we saw an increase of the number of taxes that umuntu ohlala eZimbabwe has to pay. And all these taxes, nama taxes are compulsory. For example, my taxes are virtual transactions. If you are going to do a transaction over your phone or everywhere, these taxes now coming in, literally eroding 2% of the nothing that young people already had. So already young people, before these taxes came in, they were so gone. Now, so with the tax angels, the way overweight, you also have the issues of keeping our subsidy on our basic commodities, our money, also affecting the livelihoods of everyone, more so of young people, because the unemployment continues to move on, while there is a few that continues to be rich and richer and richer in Zimbabwe. So only our 2019, we will Zimbabwe.
What thing you want to send in touch with and then I'll come back to you, Angus.
Okay.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe mavakunzi wakuna va decent bajila. He was a young gentleman who decided aiwa ini nevango wangu vechidiki ngatibatane itione kuti tingabatsira sei vanhu vechidiki vanobva ku Maruwa kuna uku kuna Matabeleland kuna na Midlands kune vanhu vakawanda vechidiki vasiri kuwanawo mikana in comparison kune zviri kuitika kuna na Harare na kuna na Bulawayo. Ngiyezwa kuti ngilo mlaleli ndirikunzwa kuti ndinomuteereri wangu wokutanga mlaleli wokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo. Kola kola mtereri, nya wakamgena ukishelo, welcome, Nechirongwa Chelu, who's on the line there?
Ya, isu tiuta waone zekuti kuzimbabwe zaka umatzinga iti.
Adipari nare mdiyani ndaru?
Ndaru?
Ndaru, adipari nare mdiyani?
Tendai.
Oh, mkoma tendai, zirufamba.
Zirufamba, kuseiko kumita jonga yandile.
Aywa, di Mike, adipo, taura, mkoma jonga wangu, adipari, yetu ambo, tizoro reinda, bo, tindipinde usemu mwoshidiki.
Okay.
Ndubunzwa kuti maamutovava kutiudza maonero enyu if ai matiudza mukoma.
Kuchipingi izvo zvakatiomerawo mana ndobva kuchipingi but kuchipingi zvakatiomerawo ndambobva kachona ndikaenda kuHarare hazvisi kuita kumana ndomutsvaka kuti ndimire papi hazvo zvakatiomera kwechidiki.
Gore ra 2019 makariona sei mukoma tenda?
Chi?
Ndati gore ra 2019 makariona sei? I was going to say hatingati talent yekuita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvinonyatsodadisa. Saka sezvo vechidiki vane ruzivo ruzhinji pane pamusoro pezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana, chii chinoita kuti vasabatane voonawo mikana yekuzvisimudzira? Chiri kunyatsonetsa chii?
chinga ya zingi tuli apana wanu wakuba tosha na umumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumum kana chiti kuitika tikatosaka mabasa acho kuti hakuna mabasa ibe ichabona basa nekutoenda tamaisha nakwana chingo chizvirana nemukuru pakamba hiyo iyo ine shanda ichi saka pana kana chato basa kuti kutotsikirwa nevakuru vamusoro wedu vanotsikirwa
aiwa takunzwa izvinoporera 2020 nemaonde renyu zvinhu zvichachinja here vechidiki vachawanawo mukana wekuzvisimudzira here
aine kutoona kwangu kuti zvichinjeka kunge tatombochinja kunge tiri kutungamirira tomboona kuti ndosvatsvaga umwe mutungamiriri jasi uripo wakafanana anga ango uri kudhara angatokonga ati nani atambosvika pakutambudzika zvakare tasvika izvizvi
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma tendai tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa Alright, Muri Zimbabwe, Chagazo Moshe, that was Umnumzana Utendai. Ongsakulayo, yena, he's from Chipinge. Utendai yena uti ubona ngani, Umnyaka 2019. As I mentioned earlier on, just like Abanyaba Sakulayo that entered the program, Saga 31, right of 2019. Hayi isimo somnotho ukuthiwa siyahlupha imisebenzi ayitholakali so ngimbuzile uTendai ngathi Tendai njengoba eningi labasakhulayo ikakhulukazi abadabuka eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile ngempela they're very very intelligent smart people kungani bekafaka ingqondo zabo within one melting pot babona ukuthi ithuba likhona na lokuthi ulo who has knowledge on economy ulo who has knowledge on e-marketing ulo who has knowledge on e-broadcasting babona ukuthi ngaba lobudlelwano can they uplift themselves yena uthi njengoba uhulumende yena ubona ngani uhulumende okhona is not supportive of abantu abasakhulayo hayi lokhu ngahlupa asizweni ukuthi uDecent Bachelor yena uthini Decent ukhona ecingweni right you heard what umlaleli was saying you yourself have already kickstarted this initiative that is somehow helping the youth Is it possible, Uguti, there can be different programs set up in different parts of Zimbabwe to uplift youth, regardless of whether the government is performing at its best or not?
I think the things that we have started with respect to Midlands and Matabeleland can be replicated elsewhere throughout the country. Also, lucky if we could have the resources, if we could have the energy, if we could have more time, we could have spread the whole program throughout the country. Mm. But my challenge is that the program that we are doing now is absolutely, absolutely unnecessary. Government must have done all these things, that must have presented all these things that we are presenting now long back. Ukuthi izindlela zokuthi abantu bazithi amathuba akhona phakathi kwabo abaphila duzane kwabo kumele kube into elula ehlalise yenzakala kungasabi nemizamo eyenzakeleyo ngiyakuthemba abanye kanti ke naxophisana labo abanawe tenes abancedisa omunye wakhona wasuke Victoria Falls esiza kuma-interviews eHarare wadlula izibhedlela ezingaki endleleni lapha kade nga-interviewa khona abanye basukela emakhaya ePlumtree ngokunjalo singalandela uhlelo lolukhulu olusekelo sombuso olwe-devolution of power kuzakwenza ukuthi abantu njengoba usitsho hambe eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile hambe eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile bayenelise ukuzenzela izinto uhlupho ngolokuthi akula information efika kibo uhlupho ngolokuthi izinto lapho kumele zenzakale khona zenzakale endaweni eyodwa kumbe ezimbili zifihlekile zisensida alubana zonke izinto ziyabekwa zibe mgceke ukuthi lokhu lalokho kwenzakalayo njalo abantu benelise ukuzilanda lezo zinto eduze lapho abahlala khona mina ngilethemba ukuthi abantu abatsha beZimbabwe bengasukuma bakhe umnotho welizwe ngendlela engcono
othi ngibambe umlomo one more time Decent ngithatha omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo size ukuthi yena uthi ngodabula khona egodweni Alright, Muri Zimbabwe mavakunzwa kuna va Decent Bachelor yena he was commenting esithi pakaitika nyaya ye devolution maybe just maybe the youth are able to assist themselves now asizweni ukuthi omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo what does he have to say about nyaya tinayo nasimuchirongwa joining me is a community development practitioner has experience esebenza kanye ndawonye lohulumende asizweni ukuthi yena uthini umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo vakajengo ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa makadenyu mukoma
makadi henyu atiereri tinotenda mukoma
aiwa happy new year ndekekutanga tichikuonai kagore rino
tinotenda zvikuru.
Vaka jengo nyaya tinayo nhasi mugango. Tiri kukurukura nezve zvakasangana nevechidiki gore rapfuura. And then tikuda kunzwawo kuti mikana iripo here yekuti vechidiki vazvisimudzirewo gore rino. Mubvunzo wangu wekutanga kwamuri vakajengo, my first question to you is, what is your take on 2019? A lot of youth have come onto this program and they said, inini if it was up to them, gore ra 2019 vaitori bvisa mukalenda. Mungati nazvo izvo?
Okay. Actually, thank you very much for the discussion and for the topic. The year 2019, in as far as I am concerned, in as far as youth are concerned, in as far as the young people in different spheres of life, political, social, economic, they actually have been airing and putting out a number of views or opinions. Firstly, there are some positives that has been realized in the year 2019. I'm sure you are aware that the government of Zimbabwe, under the leadership of Comrade D. Mnangagwa, actually made it very clear that devolution is to be a practical policy, not just a theoretical one. Before it was implemented, and this devolution benefited many of the young people. You can see that the young people have been aggregated into different sectors, you know, mining, you know, agriculture, you know, tourism. So, actually, 2019 was, should I say, one of the progressive years in as far as youth empowerment and development are concerned. Of course, challenges they do exist, but honestly speaking, as a development practitioner, I can certainly agree that it was a good year for the young people. Also, take note, the government of Zimbabwe, the year 2019, according to its national budget, they also budgeted for the inclusion of young people in all ministries, in all sectors. So it has a good starting point for the young people in the Africa, in the entire developmental arena.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vakajengo, as you say, it was a good year. We have a lot of young people that are still complaining about the fact that they are unemployed. We have a lot of young people that are complaining about the fact that mamirire upfumi wenyika ari kuendera mberi achienda kumawere zvichingodzi zvichagadziriswa nanhasi zvinhu zvisati zvagadziriswa. Young people within the most minute areas are still complaining because they're not given the same opportunities as young people who are in urban centers. And urban centers aren't doing that much better because they're also not getting opportunities with regards to employment and so forth. How do we then progress and make sure that 2020 is a better year for them?
Thank you very much. I do agree. We ought to be guided by the government's blueprint, the TSP, Transitional Supplement Program, the TSP. It is a benchmark. It is a map which has to guide most of the young people. If you look at the 2020 budget, you do agree with me that it's a youth-centered budget, which is a clear reflection of the single set that the government is centered, is focused, and is putting on the first priority is young people. Look, now the involvement is also being capacitated. If you look, the year 2020 is the year where entrepreneurship is going to be realized. Entrepreneurship is going to be the, you know, to be on the forefront in as far as the Realization Vision 2030 is concerned. So our budget itself, if you look at it, you do agree with me that the young people at the center stage in terms of government priority. Secondly, if you look at currently, there's been issues of fees rise. I'm sure you're aware that most of the colleges, most of the universities have been calling for increase in terms of fees. But look, the minister responsible for higher teacher education, you know, is trying his level best to make sure that the fees are not going to be increased. Meaning to say, the issue of youth empowerment is still a priority of the state.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vakajengo, again, and then I'll head over to Deepen so he can respond to you. Yes, also, you know, Mlaleli, and Rukunza, and Dinamo Mutere, Arupina Mchronga, Kola Kola Mlaleli, Nyagamge Lakselo, and Dinam Kamchira Mchronga. Who's on the line there? Hello?
Hello?
Yebo, Kola, Zook Fambe.
Yebo, Dinjano.
I say, Api, Lambano connecting when? Kodi te unjani bab?
Ni apila unjani nano.
Ni apila, happy New Year.
Hai, sisi ni kwenye yangu mucha kumbeu njanda wako na vo.
Hai, sina siapila, at least we're happy with siapila.
Yeah, hai, kungono kwa sisi ni kwa siapila.
Nyempela. So, mnumga na shuma, au mche rumbo na wapo, 2019, izi mchose hambe vushe na, ikakuluga na shuma, speaking about, amanta wa sakula.
Hai, ya mkoto, mkono kutetu niso, kagula nte kambe vushe. Niso, zikambe vushe. Kuna bantu anabasuka jio huo kera kuhusi kuna yama tebelendi mwa vibrichi kuna mwa midlands panchide awa enemi suti batone nilu kubala kutu wa wapula elezi nito maso zivazi mwono mwa awula neke tagulani awula zibuti ya kutu zimu kuru kakuru kazi abantu anabatele zima tangawe sana nikile kota peri kokele zikona pere kamana kokele nukanto wata anikile bantu anakota pere nga uwe na kokele nga kokele pambili ewa zisaka nikile kakuna na kofisa kone kuna kuhi zimu bantu anika kukuru kazi uwa kuti ayayayayi zile amyazi iti kwa hizu wanjani
So Baba Chuma buhlelo silomnumzana uDecent Bajila yena uBajila labanye abasakhulayo came about with the program lapho bayazama ukuthuthukisa abanye abasakhulayo abaphile emaphandleni ukuthi bathole imisebenzi endaweni ezithiyeneyo. Ubona ngani inhlelo ezifanayo is they set up in different areas eZimbabwe abasha balakho ukuthuthuka nabo?
Yeah, hayi lapho ngaba ngincedisa kakhulu sini bafike endaweni zonke zezilizwe. Hayi bona ngalokho ngazama sifike ukuthi kuba kuthuthukiswe. Ya kanti ngore bancedisile sifike abanye abantwana sifike. Babuya bazenza amalo kuzenda eHarare. Hayi lapho kungawuthuthukisa sifike kuzwayo ngoba kufana nokuthi vele zintandani kakula muntu kero bakhangelayo ngoba uhulumende kalandaba lakho vele kakula. Siwayifaka ebaneni ukuthi kuyuthi le ukuthi ithole into engayincedisa. Hayi bangazama sifike bona bayenza into enhle kakhulu 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 kazi.
Ulawo yingamazi okunikeza uBajila.
Hayi ngifuna ukumbonga kakhulu uBajila ukuthi Bajila akuyenze sizigcwalise indawo yonke sizwe lonke leli. Uzame sikubuhlelo lokho hayi kukahle kakhulu kazi nokuyenze kuyenzayo. Siyakubongela kakhulu ukuthi hayi inkosi kubusise sibili. Uphumise abantwana laba kumbe bangathola kungabanceda busazela kusasa.
Hayi siyabonga Golide Danki ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi kulungile baba.
Right, muri eZimbabwe mabakuzwa kuna vasibasa chuma umwe womuteereri wedu anosimbopinda panapa pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki vari kuti aiwa nemaondero avo hongu zvirongwa zvakafanana neichiwo chirongwa chakasetwa up na Decent Bajila nevamwewo vechidiki if it's set up accordingly mune centers akasiyana siyana kuZimbabwe uko hanzi vechidiki vanokwanisawo kuzvisimudzira pindai muchirongwa mundudzowo maondero enyu asizoni kuti yena uDecent uthini Decent ukonekte ngwe
Mkona Mike.
Right, so you heard what Kajengo had to say, you heard what Umlaleli had to say, Aoba Pendu.
Yeah. Mina wakamenga wicho, especially on the side of what Kajengo was saying was that the biggest challenge we have in Zimbabwe is that we've got so many nicely written documents, and those documents amount to nothing at the end of the day, because these documents are always aspirational, and there is nothing at the level of implementation. We are now tired of having one document launched after another. This document, there is another. And in terms of implementation, there is absolutely nothing. That is why right now there is an issue where he correctly says that government adopts that it is going to push the agenda of devolution as of 2019. But what happens? People in Victoria Falls are called by government for interviews in Harare when there are hospitals in those areas. Hospitals like Kwekwe Hospital, for example, has a nursing intake that must begin as we speak this January. But no interviews happened there. People from Kwekwe have to travel to either Bulawayo or Harare for interviews. And there are people from surrounding areas around Kwekwe, the likes of Slovela, Jombe, Chundura and other areas who could come to Kwekwe easily now have to travel all that far. Mm-hmm. At the backdrop of a government that has adopted devolution as a policy. So adoption of policies and nice documents, all this thing is one thing. Implementation is another. What we now want to see is implementation of these policies. Good or bad?
Vaka Jengo, Pindraitins.
I tell my brother, let me say, I'm sorry to say that you are totally disconnected from reality. Look, my brother, devolution is a reality. Our budget for 2020 is something that has been budgeted for. All the 10 provinces, including the 14 provinces, are in the budget in as far as devolution is concerned, which reflects the simple fact that it's no longer just a theory, but it's now realistic. So, for me, if you look at, if you go back to, another caller trying to portray the fact that the government is failing to properly empower the young people through various ways, I want to correct that. Look, if you look at the sector like art, you do agree with me that 80% of the art. Are being supported fully by government, materially, socially, and even financially. Look at those into cultural arts. You know, recently, even the president met the young people under a program called the National Economic Kaluma, where issues of economy were on the tender stage. Look, issue of mining, issue of agriculture, issue of tourism. Right? Secondly, I'm sure you are aware that in September this year, government of Zimbabwe, in fact, as the young people in Zimbabwe, they hosted an Africa Youth and Tourism Conference. And we had a number of countries that came to Zimbabwe, which reflects that the country is geared and is prepared at the same time is for implementing this empowerment program. So now to say it's just something on paper, just a theoretical, it's an understatement, or else it really means that one is totally disconnected from reality.
Hey, who that three?
But I just assisted 23 young people to travel from rural Matabeleland for interviews in Harare just a week ago. How can that amount to being disconnected from reality? Is there any more reality better than that? All he is talking about is nothing that is to my brother.
I can work anywhere in Zimbabwe because I'm a Zimbabwean. I can apply for a job anywhere in my country. Anyone who is from Victor. From Kumbura, wherever you can mention those names, is Zimbabwe. So any Zimbabwean to work free, to work anyway, because it's a sovereign country. It's a country that
there is no problem with working anywhere. There is no problem with working anywhere. The point is that Kwekwe Hospital has a training for nurses. Interviews for Kwekwe must be done in Kwekwe, not in Harare or Bulawayo. That's the point. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. If you are going to be trained in Kwekwe, why can't you be interviewed in Kwekwe? Why should you go and be interviewed elsewhere when there is devolution?
Mm-hmm. All right, Matota, let me hold you both on the line for 1 second and touch on that, Lily, and then I'll come back to you guys and give you guys a platform to continue the discussion. Sizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodabula khona ekhutwini ndirikuzwa ndinemthereri khola mthereri ndinomgamshira emtshirongwa ngubani okhona ecingweni khola. Hello
njani baba?
Ngiyaphila baba, ngubani okhona ecingweni?
Speaking to Mr. Prince in Durban.
Hey Prince eThekwini, kunjani eDurban?
Kuyabheda lana baba.
Uthi kuyabheda, awusitshela okuningi, what's going on?
Akuri kurwaza, handi muriona takazonge takurohwa muna 2019 umu, akumanizvo zvacho.
Saka
hai zvakaoma, tindozamawo kuti zviendeke.
Mabata nyaya ya 2019 mukoma Prince ibvai matoutudzawo zvizhinji. Imi muri kuionawo segore rapfuura vechidiki vakabudirira here, zvinhu zvakafamba zvakanaka here?
Aiwa gore rapera zvozva zviri kunetsa, hapana kana papa asina kana option, asi tirikuonawotiwo negore rino ritapinda iri, otherwise zvino zviri kuratidza kuti zvakati siyanei zvishoma.
Siyanei sei?
Rapera is right, why I still made it for everyone is in a hope with no one of the
Saganema on your new VHD questions. One hour, I'm kind of one as long as similar good enough.
I'm going to go to the house.
Asimkoba Prince vechidiki kuZimbabwe nangu ikoko kuSouth Africa vari zvizvaro zvekuZimbabwe vanonyatsoratidza kuti aiwa vanhu vakangwara zvechokwadi mabasa munonyatsorova munhu wese anonyatsobvuma kuti maZimbabweans aiwa vanhu vakangwara kwese kwandoenda ini ndakatravhela nyika dzakasiyana siyana vanhu vese anonyatsobvuma kuti maZimbabweans vanhu vakangwara saka kana tiri vanhu vakangwara so chii chinotiratidza kuti vechidiki vaisawo pfungwa dzavo pamwe chete vaonawo kuti vangazvisimudzira sei chii chinonyatsoratidza kudaro
Mwona ungara kwe du nekuzi hazi takadzidza kaka. Sometimes mwumashu tino zi parira tega. Mwona ulita wedu kutango tatina ya mkazwe mshakafu. Waka tina wanu chini uchi unu zi utindati ugodu weka na usinye uya uyo. Saka unungari kwa nechi mpangu. Andi kunuzi mzee ni moyo wese. Ndiyongo tika na auto bili laka. Ndauta nga kutu kute godori yari anu mno. Ndauta nga kutu kute godori kuti amunu waudo. Ndili waudo ndarika sayi ndri ndamudi aiti. Azamo kutu obishana. Saka zini zino. Jose kuma shure isusu. Anu mno zo.
Ayu wata kutu.
Ndira ni zaka naka tukule wese.
Ayu wata kutu zaka naka mkuma prince. Kandai mazwenyo kutu.
Aiwa ndinoda hangu morese vanhu vese weZimbabwe kuti ave netarisiwo yekuti vamunangagwa nezanupf yavo vachazobva
kwetogadzirisa zvinhu
aiwa haana zvaanogadzirisa madofu
aiwa takudzwa kukoma fridge tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handisi
aiwa zvakanaka mambo wangu
alright let's head over to my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo siyezo kuthi silo samke liso chuma samke unjani siswami
ngi right unjani
ha ngiyaphila vele you entered as the program got hot
you know like I'm struggling to hear you I don't know why
uyangizwa na can you hear me now
yeah
okay what's the answer so let me ask my producer to hang up and then he'll try call you back I'm getting hang on in network kanya ngani yatho
Yes, you can do.
All right.
Yeah, but now I can hear you. So if you don't hear me, then they can cut. But I think right now it will be clear.
Okay. Can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, okay.
All right, awesome. Let's get locked and loaded. Sange, basically, Namsa Wuhlelo, we're reflecting on umnyaka lo osanda ukudlula umnyaka ka 2019, and I also am looking to hear from you guys as community leaders. Ukuthi nibona ngani kulomnyaka abantu abasakhulayo. If you all put your expertise together, are you able to uplift each other? So, umbuzo wami wokuqala kuwe Sange, awusitshele umbono wakho mayelana ngalomnyaka osanda ukudlula. What do you think? Did the youth experience enough? What did the youth go through? Let's start off there.
Sorry, what did I go through?
What did the youth go through? Abantu abasakhulayo.
I mean, it's the same thing every year, like unemployment, it's the same, the rates are still high, people are jobless. So, when it comes to our youth in Zimbabwe, they have a problem, it's still the same, we have no money, we can't do anything, we're frustrated. It's still the same story. It's still like we're saying the same song over and over again, and it's getting tiring, to be honest. 2019 was just like any other year, you know, and it was quite disappointing with our past. Good and new dispensation, and we are hoping that things will be better. But to realize as a young person, it's actually worse. It's getting worse every day. So 2019 was really bad. Like if you talk to different young people, this is what they say. 2019 was hectic. It was tough.
Is there any hope Uguti 2020 will be any different? If you're saying Uguti Ingoma has been the same over the years?
Do you know what? Like I was talking to a friend, Rizodo, a 50. She's so frustrated because we have one of our problems that are happening and she can't help. And now, with the few young, the last they were saying, with 2020, we are going to promote active citizenship, you know, we participate instead of not complaining, I hate the word complaining, but instead of always saying the same song, what role can we play, what solutions can we bring to the table? So I'm hoping that 2020, instead of waiting for the government to arrange anything, Tina, as individuals, what can we do? What can we do? Because I feel like with the government, there's no more hope. And we'll be lying to ourselves if we're going to say they'll do anything. So 2020 is more of active citizenship, you know, like we're going to participate in bringing our own solutions, partnering with different individuals in the diaspora.
Now, yeah. Sange, which is pretty much the narrow, what comes down to what we're discussing, Namsa, you talked about active citizenship. Earlier on, I was explaining to people how I'm basing this whole conversation based on a mere thing that Umnumzana Uthisen Bajila and his colleagues did, whereby they helped Abantu Abasakhulayo from Matabeleland and Midlands, who live in the most remote of areas. Now, if they can do that and uplift abanye abantu abasakhulayo, can that not happen throughout the rest of the nation?
I think, you know how, for me, I was challenged by Ufim and Chaga. I'm not sure if that's his name on Twitter.
Yes,
like,
it is.
It's demobilizing, you know, getting different people, like I'm a doctor, to treat abantu in different cities, like it's been being at all these places. And I thought to myself, what am I doing? Like, what's my role as a citizen, you know? Can't I do something? And when you see Ubadila as well, that the things are for me, you're like, okay, let me at least find, like, one problem that I can solve. So can you imagine if you get every young person in each and every city coming up to say, you know what, I'll do one thing, I'll solve one problem. I think by the time we get to 2030, we would have solved a bit, not everything, but we would have done something. Because nobody would turn out to say, Melela, the government continuously has failed to deliver on its promises. So it's either we do what we can and solve the problems that they created, or all of us are just going to die. And not everyone will be able to live deal. So either we solve these problems,
oh, that's way far. Let me go back to the other two gentlemen. Let's hear what they have to say about Mbono Wako. Chotanganava, Nicholas Kajengo. Mr. Kajengo, Mchiri Paparna. Wa Kajengo.
Yes, I'm here.
Right. You've seen both two panelists that are on the line, and also callers have come in. And one thing they seem to highlight is people seem to have lost confidence in the government in terms of, uplifting the youth. You've come and you've talked about different policies. However, some people feel like, you know what, on paper it's all great, but there's no implementation. Mungati na zuzo.
This is a nice paragraph to you. One, when you have seen evidence, you have not seen even umbo, which are you, as you see background, as you know, our family. When you have got to read my radio, you must be a senior. I was a field, I was background. Maka in the field, when the background, the news, whenever I'm in the soldier, it's empowerment with my policy, every woman, GSP, Vision 2030, in the background, no coaching. Maka Tarika, right now, this week, Maka Tina, my programs, Akawanda, a woman, the Tana Command, agriculture. Right now, we're background, we're the field. Maka Tarika, yeah, the mechanization, yeah, the irrigation. Yeah, the modern farming. So now we need to be change. We are more irrigation. We are more drilling. We are getting the ICT. We need to move our opinion. Wow. Magatari panya the mining. The part in that stage. There are even top 50. I'm kind of going to be. So now we need to change. We are actually top 50. You need to be. And so now we need to vote. We need to. We are now top 50. You. We are going to Vakuru, Nyadik, Avish Duzi, Rautish Diki, Varkusari, Animu, Wesses, Nyadik, Dynamics, Kubiz Rautish Diki, Ramangan Rao, Kuyanga, Snora, Nasi, Rinses, Hens, Mugatari Tavuti, Mayuti Edu, Kuyanga, Nyadik, the Saidu, Varkuan Gosha, Kanyanya, Varkusimu Dirwa. So, Shuduz Rabuti, Nyad, the Mayuti, I think I hear theory. Ground. Mungatari sana chuma
wakatisimbisa nyazi zezishiro hoteli viki rawa kuyo masimba kanyanya unyazima maini right now iko zino raba rawa manya mayuti hedu wachiruana mapermit wachiruana malicense yiku exporta wachiruana mvumo zokuta wakwenta kutika shiro zao minzira ya kanaka minzira ilipa mchimu zakara mpatesa wishi diki walimu nyazi infrastructure nyazi chiro kushiburani nyazi chiro kumadimu nyazi kazi kumadiba kine maprogramu akawanda ana youth build Zimbabwe maprogramu achiwa ni ushidiki nikayonse so wanenge wachiona wali patize wadara muma dining zimbabwe muma towns awanasha wali kuona kuona zakanaka zimeitika ni ushidiki ndio kungi uri pa field ndio kungi uri pa ground wanengawa hindi ma village kumaruwa wachinoona zikuwa ni ushidiki nikayonse mnyaadze agriculture mnyaadze mining mnyaadze tourism mnyaadze kuwaka so wechidiki simba wakapiwa nilendenia kufara utu mkateza budget la 2020 ilo uri mtaona kuti rekanyina kutarifa nyazi mabasa job creation kwa na wechidiki na hizo so kuhi kuri kune wakaterela rekanyina kuti follow the river and you find the sea.
Mm-hmm. What this thing before I take umlalele let me hear what umnumzana uPhatshila has to say. Decent ngicela umphendule uyamuzwa uthi travel the nation you'll see the development. Uyasho njalo ukuthi ibudget ka 2020 ka baba umthulo Ncube kuthiwa hi yona ilenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. So let me hear what umnumzana uDecent Phatshila has to say first, then I'll go to the caller. Phatshila uthini?
Okay, first of all, if we were not traveling the nation, we're not going to mobilize young people from Plumtree to Slovenia, from Victoria Falls to Bait Bridge, to be able to be in this program. We found those young people because we are traveling the country, because we are at each and every corner of the areas that we have been to. So it's not correct to say that we are not on the ground, because we have real stories of real people who are suffering, young people in rural areas who are suffering, who are deprived of opportunities, who can only hear of these opportunities on radio and on TV, but never see them on the ground. And this time around, we said we are going to take them to where the opportunities are centralized, which is Harare. Secondly, it is quite unfortunate that a government official has to mention participation in command agriculture as a success on the eve of a severe drought that we are facing in Zimbabwe. Command agriculture has not been successful. Any participation in it, therefore, has been in vain, because Zimbabwe is facing severe starvation. We want food aid from other countries. People are not able to buy food in the shops, because once we discuss, prices go up. So there is a challenge there. If we can make command agriculture if you can mention command agriculture as a success. So that's in short a response to what Umiti Kandebo has to say. But moving forward, it is important to say these young people that the president travels around and meeting are the same young people who are in the cities, are the same young people who have monopolized the privilege, are the same young people who are found. If the president goes to Mutare, it's the same. If he goes to Kwekwe, it's the same. If he goes to Cholocho, it's the same. It's the few young people who have monopolized the privilege, and the government officials are actually happy that the president keeps on meeting the young people.
Mm-hmm. Wathi ngikubamba umlomo sizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini. Khona khona mthereri ndinomgamshira emshirongwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani khona ecingweni ari pari nari ndiyazi.
Eh makati ko nkoma manje.
Ah bo mkoma ari pari phone ndiyazi.
Eh mutoro ona nyasha zviki pa kwekwa.
Ah mkoma nyasha ku kwekwe tudze wo maondre 2019 lakafamba zvakanaka ya.
Ah mukoma manje hazvina kumira zvakanaka mukoma manje. Ah 2019 anga chipisa.
Hanzi chikuwa kena mkoma nyasha
mabasa sikuwa nika mga mwuzikoro especially kuma kweli kuma tete institutionsu zagana tumbumira zaganaka zanga siki wadza mkoma maiki kuti utenge chipi ni chipi cha ungadi utenga sinu zache zungo kwira everyday saka esi pachaiti
zino mkoma nyasha. Mkoma nyasa ndiku bunze, murukunzwa mkoma kajengu wari popari nare, anzi tenderai muone, mukaona pa nyikaro, pana kuZimbabwe, anzi wechidiki wari uwa naomika na yaka siyana siyana. Imi murutu wechidika wanama basa, zino vanu wote irani, chichiru kunyaso izi?
zvavo vari kutaura vachiti mukana kuti ndofunga mukana iri kuwandira kune vamwe isusu hatina mukana tiri kungosangana nayo isusu kuedza nepatinogona napo vechidiki asi hapana kana mukana tiri kusangana nayo zvinhu zvakaoma izvi
nemaonero enyu zvichachinja here gore rino
nemaonero angu hopu ndoyatisina zvedu hopu hapasisina pamukoma mai
zvino mukomanya asati aendrai mberi
tongoona kuti 2020 yacho iyi tongoona kuti zvakangofanana zvangofanana nehembe yayemubhero nekunge yakamboshandiswa hapana chambochinja pamukoma maiti isusu hatisina kana hope manje vechidiki vacho saka ndopamunozoona manje ekozvino ndopamunozoona isusu vechidiki mabasa akasiyana siyana akaita sekuba vazhinji vedu neyekuti zvinhu zvakaoma vamwe vakuitawo zvechipambi mabhao neyekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka vari kuedza kutsvaga kurarama
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma nyasha mabvunzo angu okupedzera kwamuri tobva tapedza chirongwa ndechekuti sezvo vechidiki vekuzimbabwe vanhu vari kunzi vakangwara zvikurusa pasi rose chiri kutadzisai kuisa pfungwa dzenyu pamwe chete kuitira kumawanawo mukana wekuzisimudzira chii
nyaya iripo ndekuti chokwadi chocho isusu muzimbabwe very intelligent zvinotozikanwa kana muafrica yese asi kuti chionai manje pfungwa dzedu dzaikirirwa nekuda kwokuti vacho vari kumusoro havasi kukwanisa kutinzwa isusu vamiriri vari kukwanisa kutimirira havasi kutimirira zvakanaka nekuda kwokuti tichasa age yevanhu vari kutimirira kumusoro ikoko vava vanhu vakuru vachembera saka zvii havakwanisi kutinzwisisa isusu zvatinenge tichida sezvidiki hatiti maona manje
aiwa takunzaza mukoma nyasha nguva ndiyo yadyikanana ndiri kunzwa kuti pane vamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru handisi Alright, zvimbapo muhle liyamuzwa umnumzana nyasha asizweni kuti usamge yena uthini samge liso ukhona ecingweni right so you heard what umlaleli had to say you heard what udecent had to say kanye lo nicros mcela ubaphendule bonke
you know what I love how you keep saying ukuthi we should go on the ground you know I work with young people and I'm also a young person There's nothing that the government has things on the paper, but when it comes to implementation, there's nothing. They can talk about common agriculture, which is doing amazing. But if you know what right now is Zimbabwe, the economy is like sea contracted to I think less than 7% or something. And we left out. And I was reading a survey, the AUN, and they were saying 5.5 million in rural areas. So when they say command agriculture is working, what are they talking about? And I think with the 2.2 million in urban areas, peri-urban areas, they will suffer from it now. So when they talk about the success of command agriculture, what are we talking about? And then when you talk about this vision 2020, what happened to it? Because on the ground, it was it. Now they're pursuing in the agenda 2030. So I feel like the government, in their heads, or whenever they think they have the right policies or they're doing the right thing. But if they come to us door by door, then they see how frustrated we are with the policies that they have that are extractive, that are destroying the livelihoods of the government. They'll not be talking. Let's go from our hospitals right now. You know, we are losing people because there's nothing. I will not allow there's nothing. So if someone, a government official, keeps saying, you see, all these programs that they have are working out. What is he talking about? I don't agree. And they have been in the there's no hope. You know, it's so sad. As a person who believes in encouraging others, I'm asking myself, what can I really say to a young woman right now? Because all looks like it's bleak. Our future women can't even talk about it right now. And then I agree with this thing. There's nothing, because it's not individuals. We're not taking...
All right, so I'm getting
their own initiative.
What's in Ubambo Mlomo is Katsis Lungmangoi. Unfortunately, time has run out, so thank you so much. Mungena Gutelo. Decent Patila ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. I'd love to give you all your an opportunity to wrap it up. Kodwa isikhathi isesihliwe ngumangoyi. Mure Zimbabwe, time flies when you're having fun. Thank you so much to everybody who joined me tonight on The Connection. Tonight on The Connection, Tatinawa Nicholas Kajengo, Community Development Practitioner. He has experience working alongside the government. Njalo Vesilo Mnumzana Udithen Collins Bachila. If you're looking to check out more of his program, follow him on social media. Njalo Vesilo Samgeli Sochuma. Follow her too on social media. Mure Zimbabwe, ndirotenda zvikuru kune mutereri wese apinda muchirongwa. Tanki ngabona wonke umuntu ogenera yokuhlelo. Igama lami ngu Mike Hove. Bye bye.